إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers, I want to remind myself anew that a single sentence distinguishes and differentiates us from the rest of mankind. And that sentence is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The kalima tayyiba is what differentiates us from the rest of mankind. It's the sentence which, if we believe, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, and he said that the one who says this kalima with ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jannah. They asked him, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? He said, the ikhlas of the kalima is that it keeps you away from haram. The ikhlas of the kalima is that it keeps you away from haram, which means that it is the ikhlas of the kalima that we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do, and we stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to stay away from. It is as simple as that. The thing which differentiates us from the rest of humanity is apparently very small. It is one sentence of two parts. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It's one small sentence of two parts. But the value of that is the difference between eternal happiness and eternal damnation. The value of that is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, a man will be produced before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when his books of amal are placed on the scales, they will be only books of evil deeds. There will not be a single good deed. And the books of evil deeds will fill the scale, and the man will be there and he will see this and he will lose all hope of entering Jannah. And then it will be said to the man, do you have anything for the other part of the scale? The man said, I have nothing. And it will be said to the man, yes, you have something. Put it there on the other scale. The man will say, I have nothing. It will be said to the man, you have something. And a small card will be written, will be given to him, on which is written one sentence. And when that card is put on the other side of the scale, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that pan of the scale will slam down with such force that all the books of deeds on the other side of the scale will fly in the air. Because this side will slam down with such force that the other side will fly up in the air and all the books will fly up in the air. And what is on that card? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So this one sentence is what differentiates us from all of mankind. And it is the decider, the gate, and the differentiator between Jannah and Jahannam. Provided it is believed and it is lived by with ikhlas. That is the condition. The condition is that the one who has the kalima must also have the ikhlas of the kalima. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ikhlas of the kalima is that it keeps you away from haram. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, we do not do. No matter whether anyone else likes it, does not like it, no matter whether we become popular or unpopular, no matter anything, we do not do it. And we do only and only that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. No matter how many people dislike that, no matter how unpopular it makes us, no matter what the cost. Because the cost, whatever be the cost, whatever be the cost, that cost is less than the cost of going to Jahannam. Whatever be the cost. For the battle of Uhud, when people were, for the battle of Tabuk, when people were leaving and going, some of the Munafiqeen, they said it is very hot and it is summer and this heat, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking us to go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, An-naru jahannam ashaddu harra. Allah said, the fire of Jahannam is much hotter. Ashaddu harra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the fire of Jahannam is extremely hot. So whatever be the inconvenience, whatever be the taklif in this dunya of following the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inconvenience and that taklif is less than bearing the heat of the fire of Jahannam, because that is the alternative. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a beautiful hadith, he said that all of my ummah will enter the Jannah except the one who refuses. He said, all my ummah. And I remind myself and you that every human being on the face of the earth is from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether or not he accepts it, whether or not he believes it. Everybody is from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narendra Modi is from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ariel Sharon was from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. George Bush, Bill Gates, Tony Blair, Hamid Karzai, I'm thinking of all the glorious figures of this world. All of them are from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't know it. They don't believe it. They don't accept it. They don't accept it. Wallahu alam. I don't know, if you go to Narendra Modi and say, do you accept that you are from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether he will say yes or no, I don't know. But doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you believe or you don't believe. Realities do not change because of belief. They are all from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did he say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, every one of them will enter Jannah except the one who refuses. Except the one who refuses. So they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, who will refuse to enter Jannah? He said, who will refuse to enter Jannah? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who obeys me will enter Jannah. The one who disobeys me has refused. The one who disobeys me has refused. And that will be decided, whether we obeyed him or we didn't obey him, that will be decided. We have time to change that until our last moments. And the reason I'm saying this is to remind myself and you, we have entered the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are the best of the days. I remind you and myself that let us try to change our lives. Let us try to do things which will be beneficial for us, inshallah. And let us try to ensure that we are not among those who refuse to enter Jannah, and that we are among those who agree and who obey, who agree to enter the Jannah and who obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that inshallah on the Day of Judgment he will be the intercessor for us, that we will be entitled to his shafa'at, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him shafa'at and to grant him al-maqam al-mahmood, and to make us among those for whom he will make shafa'at And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that shafa'at in our favor and to grant us Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghairi hisab, to us and to all our mutalliqeen, those who are with us today, those who have gone ahead, and those who are yet to come. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.